Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1457. 5 Reasons You Need to Ditch Your Scale by Crystal Cargis of CrystalCargis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. In the copy I'm reading to you right now, my brother wrote to mention it's my birthday. Hey, I guess it is my birthday today. Now don't tell anybody, but this year I'm turning, no way I'm gonna go there. So let's change the subject. Now today's post is actually a great reminder about something I talked about earlier this week. I talked about how the number on the scale isn't really a great measure of anything unless we have more information that can help us make sense of that number. We were talking about that on Monday's episode, which was episode 1452. And definitely take a listen to that episode if you haven't already. So in today's article, today's author, Crystal, is going to continue with that theme. And so with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Reasons You Need to Ditch Your Scale by Crystal Cargis of CrystalCargis.com. For years, I was chained to the scale, measuring my success and worth as an individual by the numbers that flashed back at me. Sometimes I would weigh myself multiple times per day to assess if there were any detected changes, and I would always adjust my eating and exercise plans for the day accordingly. My weight became something I could obsess over and control at the expense of things in my life that really mattered. As I found my way through a healing journey of making peace with food and my body, I learned the power of giving up my scale completely. Redefining your health. The truth is, the number that is your weight is simply a measurement of your body in relation to gravity. There is no merit attached to how much you weigh, no magical number that will prove you to be healthy, happy, or successful. We give so much value to what we weigh that we fail to neglect everything else in life that encompasses health and fulfillment. How much have you given up for the fear of not being at your ideal weight? What have you put on hold or sacrificed while you struggled with your weight? What promises have you made if you reach your goal weight? A case for giving up the scale. Allow me to let you in on a little secret. Your goal weight will never be enough. As long as you reinforce the practice of measuring yourself by the numbers on a scale, you will never know what it's like to be at peace with your body. It will always be a love-hate relationship, and your body, and ultimately your life, will suffer in the process, which is why I want to encourage you to ditch your scale for good. Reason number one, health is not measured by weight. Contrary to what we have been conditioned to believe, our health is not a reflection of our weight. Food has become the enemy, and we fall into a trap of thinking that we are one bite away from eating ourselves unhealthy. The truth? Our health is defined by the quality of our well-being. How do you nurture yourself physically, emotionally, psychologically, and in relationships? Are you neglecting other areas of your life for the sake of maintaining a certain weight? Health is not defined by following a rigid standard of how to eat and exercise. Health means eating a variety of foods, moving your body in a way that feels good, and finding joy and pleasure in the way you care for yourself. There is nothing that weight can tell you about these aspects of your life. Reason number two, your eating habits should not be dictated by how much you weigh. How many times have you weighed yourself, only to be disappointed by the number on the scale? How many times has your weight dictated how you treat your body the rest of the day? You may swear off eating or limit yourself to eating minimally in an attempt to recalibrate the numbers you see on the scale. This can lead to a vicious cycle of unhealthy eating habits, which can ultimately sabotage how you treat and care for your body. Our weight is a dynamic and fluctuating number, a range that is influenced by a variety of factors, not just how or what you eat. This is all the more reason to trust the innate wisdom in your body for guidance on how to eat intuitively, rather than relying on an external number. Do you want to start finding peace with food? Begin by listening to your body, rather than having your food choices dictated by the scale. Reason number three, liberate yourself from a limiting mindset. Think about someone you love and adore. Does their weight play any part in how you feel about this person? Do your feelings for this person change based on their weight? I'm guessing your response would be, no way. Then why are things different when applied to yourself? Choosing self-compassion and kindness to yourself shouldn't be things that are determined based on your weight that day. Your thoughts about your body may change from one day to the next, but this doesn't mean your decision to follow through with self-care should waver. On your good and bad days, you are deserving of respect, compassion, and self-care. This includes meeting your basic needs with respect to how you eat and exercise. Reason number four, find the freedom and space to focus on what really matters. Many of the individuals that I am privileged to work with are terrified to let go of their scales, mostly because it feels like losing control over something tangible. I completely get that. I also understand the freedom that comes with giving up a toxic aspect of your life. When you are no longer hindered by weighing yourself, and the choices in your life are not dictated by your scale, you will find that you do have more time, energy, and space to focus on things that really do matter. Reclaim the joy in your life by creating space to receive it. This happens when you let go of the things that are holding you back from truly living. And reason number five, begin to understand your worth outside of a number. Numbers are tangible things to focus on. So naturally, weight becomes an easy way to measure success or even failure. But when we hyper-focus on it, points, calories, pounds, and all the like can easily become a way by which we define our worth. And this is where the danger lies. You may be stepping on the scale each morning to measure your worth, but subconsciously, you may be learning to define your value based on the numbers you see. This may be a conditioned behavior that has been reinforced over years of dieting, or because you received praise and acceptance when you were at a certain weight. Your worth as a human being has nothing to do with your weight, and you deserve love, respect, and acceptance regardless of what you weigh. So what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to measuring yourself by a futile standard and say hello to a life defined by self-love, compassion, respect, and kindness. Toss that scale and don't look back. You just listened to the post titled, Five Reasons You Need to Ditch Your Scale by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Didn't I say that Crystal's article was going to complement Monday's episode perfectly? Huh? I loved it when she said that our body weight is a number that changes all the time, and this change may not have anything to do with how or what you eat. So perfectly said. And Crystal's main point is correct. If we hyper-focus on our body weight and use that as our only measure of success, we may be setting ourselves up for failure. And it seems like this week, the theme of all of the shows seem to be about redefining success. How do we define success with our health and fitness goals? Is it our body weight? Hopefully that's not the only measure of success. Achieving a certain body weight should not be our only why for eating more nutritiously and staying active. And research seems to support this idea. Psychologists have found that when we have a deeper meaning behind why we perform certain behaviors, we're more likely to stick to them, especially when times get tough. And when it comes to weighing ourselves, researchers have found that weighing ourselves too often can be counterproductive. If we are hyper-focused on that number on the scale, just as Crystal described, it can be damaging. It may also discourage and derail us on our path to reaching our goals. But if you find that when you look at that number on the scale, it makes or breaks you, then it may be time to ditch the scale for a while. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Hey, on my birthday, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Oh yeah, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.